Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future, the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
I really, really want to talk about this topic, okay? Because it baffles my brain. Why do men want this type but marry this type? Let's talk about that. So we've all seen it. We've seen it online. We see it in our everyday real life. And the question that most of us ask ourselves is, what is he doing with her? And if you've ever asked yourself that question, I'm going to try my best to answer it. Just giving you different sides, different reasons why a guy will actually desire or like the pictures of this type, but he will date, marry this type of woman. Today, I want to kind of look at both sides of the coin, starting with this one. So most men, or shall I say, want to be good guys, they want to do what is right, but not necessarily what they really want to do. These men may have positions, whether it's in society, whether it's in their families, and they want a certain look that is acceptable. We hear it all the time, a woman I can take home to meet my mother. What does that even mean? This is exactly what it means. They want the good girl, the plain Jane, doesn't wear too much makeup, doesn't dress to stand out, she's not dressing flashy or revealing, she has natural looking hair. She probably has no social media. She's not on the social media wave. She knows how to cook. She's very nurturing, very motherly, and will actually take very good care of him and his children. And being that type of woman is very, very noble. Like, don't get me wrong. I am not knocking anyone that may be considered a plain Jane. There's nothing wrong if your style is more to blend in rather than stand out. And there's nothing wrong with you wanting to be a good mother or a good wife someday. The problem isn't with the woman. It's with the man. Although this is what he's looking for and these are the qualities that he's looking for in a woman, deep down, this is not all he desires. And some men just won't be honest about it. And the reason why I say the wannabe good guys is because it's those guys that mean well. They want to be a good person. They want to be a good man. They want to be a good guy. But those good guys, they tend not to acknowledge their shadow side or their darker side or their deeper desires. Those desires that are deeper than what others want for him. But the problem is with these guys, their reputation is more important to them than being real. It's also the reason why some men would marry a woman just because he got her pregnant, not because he wants her as his wife or not because he's ready to be a husband, just because it's the right thing to do. And ladies, stay clear of the guy that is Mr. Goody Two Shoes. Be aware of the guy that is doing things because it's the right things to do. You ask him a question and he doesn't even know why he does certain things. It's just the right thing to do. More times, these men are people pleasers, and the people pleaser will always put others' needs above their own. And so I kind of want to encourage you ladies, make sure that the man you're with or the man that you're going to be with genuinely wants you for you, all of you, your dark side and your light side, or a guy that genuinely loves you being more natural, genuinely loves your style, genuinely loves your nature. But even if you are more stylish, or you like to dress more sensual or more sexy, or you like to experiment with different makeup, different hair, make sure that the guy that you like likes you too, and you'll be able to work out if he does, because he will tell you,
babe, I love your hair, you look so good. I can't keep my hands off of you. You're just so beautiful.
When a man speaks about you to you like that, that's a man that wants you, okay? That man wants you for you. And one thing I will also say is make sure that you are his dream girl and not just a you will do. You don't want to just do. You want to be a man's dream girl. Everything that he wants, that he's been looking for, he's found it in you. And vice versa for men too. Make sure that you are her dream man and not someone that she's just settling for. And you will know if someone truly accepts you for you, if they're not trying to change you or they're not expecting you to change somewhere in some distant future. And I don't mean improving yourself, improving your attitude, improving your time management, improving your communication skills. These things we all need to change. I'm talking about changing you as you, your mannerisms, the way you talk, the way you eat, the way you walk, your friendship circle, your family, your faith, your religion, things that are actually core to who you are. Do not date someone for potential. Just leave them alone. Let someone who really loves them, love them for who they are. And I always say, love me or leave me alone. It's really not by force, guys. So a man that is marrying a woman for his own image is a very selfish man. He thinks he's doing the right thing, but he's only hurting the woman in the process, because technically he's lying to her. He's acting like she is the one, the perfect one, the one for him, when deep down he knows she isn't. You will see it like, oh, he's married to her or he's dating you, but he's liking other girls' pictures on Instagram. A man that is happy in a relationship is not liking, he's not texting, he's not calling. Even when you walk down the road, a man that is satisfied with you is not looking elsewhere. So a man that would marry a woman but want something else is really going to end up hurting his wife, because deep down she isn't what he wants. Maybe parts of her, but she isn't the whole package. So these men do tend to get married, but they cheat with who they really want. Big booty Keisha. And the guys, I don't know if it's the same where you guys are, but there is an epidemic of young men, usually between their 30s and 40s, who get married, okay? They're in friendship circles of men who get married, but all of them are cheating on their wives. To be honest, they're usually the ones that are married to good Christian women, the women that may judge the other girls for being like, oh, I don't do that, but your man's sleeping with the girls that do that. Make it make sense, dear. That's why you don't judge anybody. You do you because you want to do you. Don't think that, oh, I got my husband because I'm not like those girls. Life will humble you. Like, not being like a certain type of woman isn't what's actually going to get you a faithful husband, period. So these men will run in certain groups and everybody knows they're cheating but their wives. And let's be honest, the women that these men usually go after are the total opposite to their wives in looks, in personality, in attitude, in demeanor, even in profession. These are the types of women that these men want deep down, but they're lying to themselves. And why are they lying to themselves? Because they know that they can't wife those type of women because of how society is set up, how society or the culture views a good woman. And the funny thing is, these women that these men are cheating with could actually be good women. Some of them are actually good women. They would be good wives one day, but because I don't fit the look of a good wife. And I could definitely say that I could fall into that category. And I've been judged. Even in my relationship, I have 100% been judged by certain people because I look a certain way, because I have a certain job. It's crazy. But these women usually get the short end of the stick. These women are reserved for the weekends or the nighttime visits, being the mistress, being the one that the man complains about his wife to. They are reserved for just being that man's dirty little secret. And these women aren't often talked about much. They're just branded as the mistress or the side chick, and these women get demeaned while the wife looks like an angel. And maybe I'll talk more about these women in the future. And just let's be clear, I've never been a mistress, never been a side chick, never ever ever. I'm just saying that there's always two sides to every story, and every woman has value no matter what she looks like, what she does. The way God sees us is not how we see each other. A good woman, a good wife, has to look a certain way. Her dress needs to be down to her ankles. She needs to be covered up from the neck up. And there is a level of truth to that, but that's all society. That's all cultural. But I digress. Maybe I'll talk about them later, but I digress. the only person that should be demonized is the guy that is doing the cheating. He should be demonized because he's not being completely honest with what he actually wants, and he's too busy trying to please his mom, please his family, please society, please his job, please whoever, to keep up appearances. But deep down, he's going home and he's on OnlyFans. He's going home and he's on Pornhub. The honest truth is, the side chick has more of what he wants. She has more of what he wants than what the wife has. But the woman that he's with is good for the Christmas family photos. She's submissive and she plays the role of the 1960s housewife perfectly. The problem is, he isn't a 1960s husband. He lives in 2021 and he has Instagram. He has access to a variety of different women. There's so many options. And even if he tried to appreciate the wife he has, there are way too many distractions for him being in the 21st century. And social media only serves to reinforce what he truly wants. And I'm not saying this is for all men. I'm not saying this is for all married men. I'm talking about this specific guy that won't be honest with what he truly wants. If you're in a relationship and you find your eyes wandering, you will realize that you aren't being honest with yourself. Whether you're a guy or a girl, if you're in a relationship and your eyes are wandering, you need to address that. But herein lies the problem. It is not bad to want what you want. It's not dark to want what you want. Men, whether we like it or not, are visual. Yes, they do care about how big your boobs are. Yes, they do care about how big your bum is, how fat your stomach is, how you look without makeup. They care more than we do. And anyone that tells you anything different is a liar. And I'm not saying you have to have some tiny waist, big boobs, big booty, that you have to look like an Instagram model. I'm not saying that. There are men that don't even find that attractive. There are men that prefer more slim or petite women. But what I am saying though is, you have to be your type's type. And there's nothing wrong with a man having a type. You just have to be honest about it. Don't say this is your type and then go and marry her, okay? So to summarize, some men marry women that they don't necessarily desire or truly want, just to appease their family, society, but are genuinely not fulfilled, so they stray away to what they actually want. On the flip side of this, and another reason why a man may marry one but secretly desire the other, is because the woman that they've chosen to marry is too good for them. They feel inferior to this woman. They can't believe they managed to trap this caliber of woman. And so this type of man does not feel worthy to be with such a woman as his wife. And so he either does two things. He will either try to bring her down to his level, and he'll do this by criticizing everything she does, never being happy, acting displeased all the time, emotionally abusing her or physically abusing her, and beating her self-esteem down. This way she can never leave him, because he has convinced her that he is the best thing to ever happen to her, and no man is going to treat her the way he treats her, or no man is ever going to want her, which is the biggest lie. The truth is, he doesn't want her to realize her worth and leave. The other thing a man will do when he feels like he's with a woman that is too good for him is he will cheat, and he will usually cheat with someone lesser than her. For example, only. You could be the CEO of your company and he cheats on you with a cashier from Walmart. No disrespect to anyone who works at Walmart. It's just an analogy. This guy will get his self-esteem back by getting with someone that he feels superior. He needs to be the woman that he feels needs him. He does it to get back at you because secretly he feels inferior to you. But it's not your problem. You could tell him all the time that I love you, I support you, I don't want you to feel inferior. Inferiority is nobody's issue but the person who's feeling inferior. Remember that. And you don't have to be short to have little man syndrome. And on another note, a man needs more than good wap to keep him interested. Your body is not enough, sis. Don't listen to what these rappers are saying. Your body is not enough to keep a man from straying. Just ask Cardi B. Sometimes on the flip side, the plain Jane has the qualities that Megan Thee Stallion couldn't give him. And the truth is, most men like women who are sacrificial. Women that will be all about them and not all about herself. Which is why when you look in the media and you see these powerful women, they're usually with feminine men. Because there can't be two men in a heterosexual relationship. Someone has to bow. In a relationship, typically when we talk about submission, we talk about God's way. The woman needs to submit to the man. Doesn't mean that she's lower or lesser than him. But when it comes down to it, when you guys are at the person that should back down is the woman. That does not mean that your man should overpower you or dominate you. A good man will love a woman, and therefore that woman will submit. to him. Not by force, because at the end of the day, no matter how husky and no matter how hench a man is, on the inside, he's just a little baby boy. He just wants to be cuddled. He wants to be hugged. He wants your attention. Men genuinely like women who are sacrificial, not the women that are all about themselves. And you can have a career and can be a boss and still come home and cater to your man. It's actually okay, love. It is actually okay. So these are just some of the reasons why a man may marry one but secretly desire another. And these are just scenarios. What do you think the reason is why a man will have a woman that looks like a good woman and then go for someone else, or vice versa?
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.